With me on the line this morning, and prompted by a listener yesterday who wanted to know what Deputy Danny Healy-Rae's view was on the presidency, we have Deputy Danny Healy-Rae on the programme. Danny, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. Good morning to the people of Kerry and our wider audience out there.
Danny, have you any intention of supporting anybody or making any declarations when it comes to the presidency?
Well, first of all, Jerry, as you know, I was elected as an independent to represent the people of Kerry. I have been elected 3 times now, and people have put their faith in me, but indeed my brother Michael as well. People have put their faith in me, and I don't believe the selection process of the internal selection of a candidate by either Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael is I don't have any role in that.
Yeah.
And I go back just a few months ago till when Micheál Martin and Simon Harris came out jointly together asking the people of Ireland not to vote for independence but to vote for their candidates. Now, I thought that was a kind of a negative way of doing it rather than just asking the people to vote for their candidates. But they also insisted that the people not vote for the independent candidates. So I'm glad that didn't work for them. And I see no role for me in deciding who Fine Gael will put forward or who Fianna Fáil will put forward or who Sinn Féin will put forward. But always I have done for many years now, I'll judge the ballot when it is complete, and I'll size up who I'll vote for then. I have no role in deciding who the candidates will be, but on merit, I'll decide then at that stage. And look, Sean Kelly has been mentioned there a lot, and if Sean Kelly is on the ballot paper, I'll have to give him my number one vote for to be President of Ireland. To be a great honour for the people of Kerry, for all the people, and especially the people in the part of Kerry that I can canvass number one votes for. East Kerry, Killarney, Kilcommon, and that side of the county, because I don't have the greater part of the county to canvass for number one. And I know that Sean Kelly and his extended family and their houses actually are in my part of the constituency that I canvass the number one vote. So I represent all the people of Kerry, but I can only canvass the eastern side of the county.
So you'd vote for him if he made it, which unfortunately for him point of view, it looks unlikely now that he will be on the ballot paper, but if he was, you'd back him? You'd vote for him?
Of course I would. Because I met him the fair day in Kinmare. I meet him very often. I mean, I'm representing, I call to his doors and his brothers and indeed, God rest his mother, she was a great woman, and I know where each and every one of them live. He'd be ahead in that way. I know him, and like he's been a public representative for many years now. And while I don't agree with all the decisions that he has made in Europe, he works hard there. Neither do I agree with all the decisions that other MEPs make as well. And I'm not going into that now. But on the face of it, he's a local candidate to me. And it would be a great honour for the people of Kerry if we had a people in Doris. And I don't think people in Kerry have that great interest in the presidential election at all. But if there was a local man running, I guarantee you there'd be great interest in Kerry. And he's done a lot of work on the GAA and everything. But you know,
were you surprised? Go on, Danny.
Ask me your question.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, were you surprised that Mike, Deputy Mike Healy-Rae and the other independents went out and said they'd back Heather Humphrey, should make a great president?
Look, I'm not here to criticise or to come down on Michael in any way. He's entitled to
me. No, I'm not asking you to. I'm just saying,
And he's in government, and I don't know what that means as far as the presidential candidates. Don't know what that means extra for him or whatever. But my view, anyways, I'd be more leaning towards Sean Kelly, and I'd have to vote for him, as I meet him every day of the week, every second day of the week, you know, around the place. And but it is coming very near, Jerry, that you'd wonder the need of the role of the presidency when you see the kind of people that have designs coming forward with designs on the presidency, like you were a boxer, a dancer, and a millionaire, all saying that they should be president. I don't know. It's just that Sean Kelly would make more sense to me anyway than any or all of them. So
yeah.
I'm straight up about it. He's on the doorstep, and that's what I'm saying, Jerry.
Do you think it's important, Danny, that we have somebody who can, I suppose, in the role of the presidency, it's a largely ceremonial role, almost totally ceremonial, aside from referring some legislation if the person decides to the Council of State. But other than that, really, the president is a ceremonial role. Do you think it's important we have a person who represents the people of Ireland, or who would represent us well abroad in particular, as our ceremonial head of state?
Well, of course it is, when you say it like that, Jerry, and it is important that we have a president that understands the bills that are and the bills that are being put forward, because sometimes there's an awful lot more involved than meets the eye, and you have to think ahead. And of course you'd have to have a reliable person, and in fairness I think that it should be someone that has had a role in politics, and has that background to the thing, you know, coming forward. Because I don't think it would take a long time for a new man or a new woman to read themselves into the brief of what the elected members in Dáil Éireann have. What they are saying, and you know, the way they decide that a bill goes forward. So I think that there's a lot in the fact that it should be someone that has had a role in politics over a number of years, and that's my view, Johnny.
Okay, final question, Danny. In the meantime, it's going to go up to October. Sinn Féin deciding, Fianna Fáil deciding, Fine Gael process will probably come to an end next week. The Dáil comes back in the middle of next month, and you're straight into the budget. So there's a lot going to be going on aside from the presidential election, which will have a bigger role of importance in the running of the country, I would imagine.
Well, Jerry, there's an awful lot more. You're very correct in that, because there's new challenges with these tariffs from the US, and all sectors are facing challenges, whether it is the housing crisis or whether it is business that are exporting, and the trouble that employers have in getting staff, and the exorbitant cost of doing work or doing business anymore, and the cost of insurance and all that goes with it. The country is facing real challenges that I think we haven't faced for a long time. Not since the time of the breakdown in the economy. It's very serious, Jerry. We're in a very, very serious situation. We're at the crossroads in farming. I mean, things are good at the minute, but there are many issues out there affecting farmers and food production and the cost of food, and there's so many different things that the housewives are suffering, and I see rural places already starting to get quite as great, while with the tourists and all those around. But I can see our rural villages. I did a lot of clinics last night in Killarnet and in Milltown and Castlemaine and Beaufort and all those places. I see you missed the tourist factor, and those rural places are starting to get quiet again. So, yes, Jerry, there are serious challenges, and the budget, and it's one of the things that I have been you know, talking about with a few years. When we go back after the holidays, which are, I think is the 15th of September or 17th maybe, we have very little time to make representations to governments, in relation to, for the different categories of people. You know, I think that our holidays should coincide with everyone else's from the end of July till the 1st of September and give us that extra fortnight to
You'd like to come back, the Dáil to come back in a couple of days' time instead of another 2-3 weeks?
Yeah, well, you know, to align it with other all the other people that, you know, schools and all that. They finish up the 1st of July and they go back the 1st of September generally. It would give us an extra fortnight to make our case for the people that have been asking us to do our best for them. And you see, the time is limited. And with this talk of the president now, I'm worried that maybe that we'll have less time.
That
the government...
I take your point on that.
We have a lot to contend with and a lot of work to do, and that's not to say that I have been in holidays all the time because I didn't go anywhere. I'm working, I'm available, my office is open all the time, the two girls are working day and night, and indeed Johnny and Mara are working as well for the people, so and I know Michael and his office is working as well. We're continuously working, continuously available, and I don't count it a holiday at all. Yes, we don't have to travel for Dublin, but I'm working that much harder than the constituency.
A lot of politicians in the same boat. Danny, listen, thanks for talking to us and giving us your view on that. That's Independent Deputy Danny Healy-Ray speaking to us about the presidency, how he sees it, doesn't see a role for independence in it at all, feels that if Sean Kelly had made it or does make it, if he still has a chance of making it onto the ballot paper, he would back him, as it would be a great honour to have a Kerry man in the Oris. If you have a view on what Healy-Ray had to say, get in touch.